This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. When NBC announced that it was canceling Hannibal late last month, fans of the program, or Fannibals, pummeled the network. A Save Hannibal hashtag flourished on Twitter, along with a series of animated GIFs created for mourners on Jiffy. Between the tearful and fire-breathing emoji, Fannibals launched an online petition to relaunch the series on any carrier. NBC, Netflix, AMC, Stars. Viewers who need their fix are indifferent to the source. That's a new phenomenon in the fluid new landscape of on-demand television, where network loyalty is scarce and cancellation no longer means the end. Philip Masiak writes the Dear Television column for the LA Review of Books, and Philip, it's great to have you back with us.
Yeah, great to be back.
So NBC announced cancellation of Hannibal late last month, just barely into the third season. Why? Just not enough numbers?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think as Hannibal has gone along, and I'm saying this just a disclaimer as someone who's a little bit behind on Hannibal, so please forgive any inaccuracies. But I think as the more that the show has gone along, the Brian Fuller has been, I think, a little bit more risky and daring in the aesthetic choices. It's a very gory show. It's a very kind of high-minded aesthetic show. And it's a show that is I think, difficult for networks to gin up a lot of interest in.
Brian Fuller is the show creator, showrunner?
Yes.
Now, so the reaction was swift, especially from fans who petitioned NBC and Netflix, interestingly enough, with a campaign on change.org. Any chance that it would get uncancelled?
I think this is an evolving news story. I read just before we started talking today, I think that the main cast members, Hugh Dancy and Mads Mikkelsen, have been let out of their contracts. I don't know if that's a sort of final thing or a logistical issue, but it's looking less and less, to me at least, like it's going to get picked up or like they're going to be making new shows. But I know that that Fuller had given a number of interviews where he was very excited to move on to a different format, possibly to Amazon Prime, I think was something that he said, because Amazon Prime is where Hannibal is streaming now.
So a number of viewers have signed a petition, sent it to NBC TV, the network that canceled Hannibal, and Netflix, interestingly enough. Is there any chance that their petition could make a difference?
I think there's a kind of mixed history of things like this happening. I think the most famous example in recent memory was when viewers of Friday Night Lights, which was on the cusp of being canceled, were joined together and sent boxes with light bulbs in them to the executives in charge, urging them to bring Friday Night Lights back, and it really worked. So I don't know if these kinds of fan campaigns have a lot of purchase, but there are certainly a lot of sort of eccentric examples of it that go back a ways. So it's entirely possible that that these sorts of things might increase in number in the future as we see places like Netflix and Hulu picking up shows that get canceled by networks.
So cancellation is no longer cancellation. What are the alternatives? I mean, are there other programs that have been resurrected by popular outcry?
Sure. So a couple of kind of recent examples include Community was picked up by Yahoo, and it continues to be picked up by Yahoo. We saw Arrested Development get resurrected as one of the first moves in Netflix's stages of original programming. Things like this are happening both for shows that have been gone for a long time and for shows that get what people perceive to be unfairly canceled and want to have a new life. So it's not the end, especially when shows are not owned by networks, but are rather owned by production studios.
Well, I guess this is the new frontier, right? That Yahoo, yeah. Netflix, these are not networks, so they don't have to abide by the same rules. But are there examples of programs really having a new life on these new platforms?
I think that's kind of yet to be seen. I think a lot of people talked about Arrested Development as being as having an opportunity to be riskier or bolder in terms of its storytelling when it went to Netflix. Some people thought that was true. To me, it was a little bit too much, a little bit too baroque in its construction. I mean, the reason people liked Arrested Development in the first place is that it seemed too complicated, too risky, too bold in its storytelling for network TV. And so to say that resurrected on Netflix could allow it to be even more so, I think to some extent alienated even viewers who liked it. It's interesting, I think, as we move into this and seeing things like even the Mindy Project getting picked up. To what extent do these shows take this opportunity of getting away from networks to essentially do what they already wanted to do? In other words, to do things that they felt that were being censored or prevented by networks. And what shows sort of see that resurrection as a sign that they were already doing what they were supposed to be doing, and that they just keep making material that's like what they were doing before?
I wonder if viewers are becoming, I don't know, more and more rabid. I mean, now that they have a voice on social media, it seems like the conversation with network executives or about with other fans is much more direct. What's happening to the sort of sense of viewership in the age of multi-platform television?
Well, I think that it goes back a ways, and I think we're seeing it evolving as we see campaigns like this work, and as we see other options for network shows that get canceled, or even cable shows that get canceled. You know, years and years ago, Deadwood was famously not picked up after its third season by HBO. And the reaction to that was certainly angry on the part of long-term fans, but there was a kind of just sort of mourning over this. HBO famously promised David Milch the opportunity to wrap up the story in two feature-length films that they would produce on HBO. That never happened, and that the idea of two movies as a way of wrapping up the show has become kind of a running joke, I think, about shows getting canceled. But back then, there wasn't a Hulu or a Netflix to pick up Deadwood. Now, I think viewers are both sad and angry, but they also feel like there's actually something that they can do about it. We even see something like Veronica Mars being brought back as a movie, which isn't exactly, you know, resurrecting the television series, but it's a moment where fans sort of see the possibility of these other platforms as a way of not having to let go of shows that they feel a great personal connection with.
Philip Maciek, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Philip Maciek, he's assistant professor of English and film studies at LSU, and he writes the Dear Television column for the LA Review of Books.